我哋继续我哋嘅崇拜，我哋一齐读今日嘅经文。
Let us continue our worship with the scripture reading for today。
啊，路加福音第十七章第三到第十节，我会先用广东话启应个方式嚟读，然后用英文嚟读。
Passage is in Luke chapter 17 verses 3 to 10. We'll be reading this first in Cantonese and then in English.
我会启应个方式读。路加福音第十七章第三节，你们要谨慎。若是你的弟兄得罪你，就劝戒他；他若懊悔，就饶恕他。下一天七次得罪你，又七次回转，说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。使徒对主说：求主加增我们的信心。你们若有信心，像一粒芥菜种，就住对这棵桩树说：你要拔起根来，栽在海里，他也必听从你们。第七节，你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊，同田里回来，就对他说：你快来坐下吃饭吧呢？第八节，给我预备晚饭，束上带子伺候我。等我吃喝完了，你才可以吃喝吗？仆人照着吩咐的去做，主人还谢谢他吗？所做的本住我们缘分做的。
Let us read this responsively. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents,Forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in the day and turns to you seven times, saying, I repent, you must forgive him. The apostles said to the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing?Or keeping sheep, say to him, when he has come in from the field, come at once and recline at the table? Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me and dress properly and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you would eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? Let us read the last verse together. So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say,We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
呢时候儿童可以落去下边儿童崇拜。
The children are quietly dismissed for children's worship.
今日田牧师嘅团讲个正式嘅接住上个礼拜嘅讲嘅即系实践要注。
The message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is part two of practicing forgiveness.
If you were with us last time, we looked at mainly verses 3 to 5.
如果上次你同我哋一齐嘅时候咧，我哋上次主要就系讲咗第二至第五节。
And so today the focus would be on the rest of these verses 6 through 10.
咁今日咧，我哋嘅重点咧就系睇第六至第十节。
But let me start out. Again, I have to review some of the things that were said last time, but I need to do it more creative way. That's why I'm going to tie in Matthew 18, which is the parallel passage with Luke 17.
咁樣咧就我都會咧去重温翻咧上次我同你哋講過嘅嘢。不過咧就我亦都會咧係帶入咧我上次提到嘅馬太福音嘅第十八章。
But as we start our time together, let me ask you a question: What is a currency?
咁喺我開始嘅時候，我想先問一問就係乜嘢係貨幣咧
？What's a currency?
當我哋話兑換一啲貨幣，乜嘢係咩意思咧
？It's a medium.For exchanging value,
咁我哋用唔同嘅貨幣，就係話咧，我哋係用呢個媒介嚟到去大家交換一個相等價值嘅嘢。
So when you hear the word currency, right away, you probably think of Benjamin Franklin, money.
咁当你咧一谂到货币一样嘢，你好直接嘅，你就会谂到咧就系、是、金钱。
But there's more than one currency.
但系系多过一种嘅货币嘅。
For example, you might say, "I'll write a check. I'll give the money." But I don't want to get emotionally involved with that person or those people.
咁咧，你可以咁话咧，我可以写张支票俾你，我可以俾啲钱你，但系咧，同呢个人咧，我就唔想喺感情上边咧有啲咩嘅参与啦。
It's just too draining to be emotionally involved.
因为咧，如果咧我要系喺将我嘅感情咧都摆埋喺呢啲嘅事情上边咧，有阵时会令到我咧系好枯竭。
Well, what that means is your emotional space is actually more valuable to you than your money.
咁即系话咧，对于你嚟讲咧，喺情感上边嘅嗰个空间咧，对你嚟讲咧，系比钱咧系更加有价值。
Maybe you're actually not being radically generous.
咁所以其实实质上嚟讲咧，可能你呢个人咧唔系真系咁慷慨。
I hope you understand what I'm saying. Sometimes people will say, "Well, I'll be happy to donate to write a check."
咁有啲人咧，可能佢会讲啊，我好开心嘅，你要我写张支票嚟到去捐一啲钱。
But I don't want to spend the time because my time is my time. It's my own.
但系咧，如果你要我花时间咧，我就唔想花我嘅时间啦，因为啲时间系属于我嘅。
Or my privacy is important to me.
或者我自己私人的事情是更加对我来说是重要。
Think about currency. In other words, those things I mentioned, time, emotions, they're more valuable to you than money.
那换句话来说，就是说可能你的时间或者是你自己需要做的事情是比你的金钱是更加有价值。
Do you see what I mean? You're not being radically generous.
咁所以即系话咧，你唔系咧系咁彻底嘅、咁慷慨嘅。其实
，because there are different currencies，
因为咧，其实我哋如果讲咧，系兑换咧，系有唔同嘅货币。
But of course, this text in Matthew 18 is referring to the relational generosity。
咁喺我哋睇呢个马太福音嗰度嘅时候，佢所讲到嘅就系话我哋喺呢一个嘅关系上面嗰个嘅慷慨。
Now, of course, there are plenty of people who are actually quite generous, you know, with their money and maybe pretty generous with their time. They do volunteer.
咁冇錯，有好多人咧，可能係對佢哋嘅金錢係好慷慨，或者甚至佢哋嘅時間佢都好慷慨，佢哋去做一啲嘅義工。
They're most helpful and charitable.
咁佢哋咧都會係好中意做，佢好慈善嘅，同埋係好有幫對人好有幫助。
Yet they're not.relationally generous.
但系咧，当佢同人同人之间嗰个关系嘅时候咧，佢就冇嗰个嘅慷慨啦。
Because what does it mean? What does it mean to be relationally generous?
咁乜嘢叫做系话喺同人嘅关系嗰度系慷慨咧
？Well, perfect example is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
咁一个好完美嘅例子就系话到，当耶稣基督喺客西马尼园嘅时候。
Jesus says to his close followers who are with him, "This is the hour. This is the hour of my greatest need."
咁耶稣咧对佢好亲密嘅门徒讲，佢话：而家呢一个时刻系我一个最大需要嘅时刻。
And all I'm asking is for you all to simply stay awake and pray for me.
咁我要求你哋嘅就系，你哋就系。同我一齐嘅去警醒，同埋同我一齐嘅去祷告。
And if you're familiar with that gospel account, you know what happens. They fall asleep.
咁如果你好熟悉福音书嘅时候，你就知道呢啲门徒反之嘅就喺度瞓着觉。
And when they wake up, Jesus looks at them, and what does he say to them according to the text?
咁当呢啲门徒醒过嚟嘅时候，耶稣望住佢哋，耶稣点同佢哋讲啊？
Does he say, "I can't believe you fell asleep and didn't pray for me"?
耶稣冇同佢讲话，根本唔相信你哋居然瞓着觉，唔同我一齐嘅祷告。
No, he didn't say that. What he says is the spirit is willing, but the flesh, that is the old sinful nature, is weak.
反之，耶稣对佢哋讲嘅就话，你肉体愿，你哋心灵愿意，但系你肉体软弱。
You see, on the one hand, Jesus is saying to his followers, "Your you're pretty weak.
没错，耶稣同佢讲就话，你哋系软弱嘅。
You did let me down.
你令到我失望。
He's not exonerating them completely and covering their unwillingness to stay awake and pray for them.
佢喺呢度，佢冇咧去闹佢哋，或者咧亦都冇咧去掩盖佢哋嘅唔愿意嚟到去警醒。
Yet on the other hand, what does he say?
但系喺另一方面，佢讲咩？
He says in that account in the Gospels, the Spirit is willing.
佢喺福音书过，佢讲到话，你哋心灵愿意。
You see, what does he mean by saying that?
咁佢咁讲嘅时候系咩意思咧？
He is finding some way to give them some credit.
喺呢度，其实耶稣即系话咧，佢尝试揾一啲途径嘅去讲到佢哋系做紧一啲嘅嘢系。
Say, well, I know you meant well, but you let me down.
即系话咧，我知道可能你嘅心里边系愿意系为到我好嘅，但系你令我失望。
But he still believes they care.
但系我仍然相信你哋系有嗰个关心喺度。
And as I said last time, and this is on slide one, relational generosity includes.Forgiveness.
咁我上次讲过，人同人之间关系嗰个嘅慷慨，系包括咗对人嘅饶恕。
And you need to be honest with yourself. We all struggle in one way or another with forgiveness and forgiving others.
咁我哋好诚实嘅，应该要承认就系，我哋每一个人都系去喺呢一个要去学习饶恕人上边，或者系被人饶恕上边咧，我哋都有呢个挣扎。
And the reason is obvious, right? In any given week, you will be sinned against.And you will sin against others.
因为就算喺每一个嘅星期里边，你都会发觉咧，有啲人咧系会咧做错咗啲嘢咧得罪咗你嘅，或者咧你自己亦都会做咗啲嘢咧系得罪咗人。
You don't have to be a great theologian to know that, right? You just have to be a human being and live for a day.
你唔需要系一个咩嘅神学家嚟到去明白呢一样嘢，你只要系一个人，你过一日嘅生活嘅时候，你就已经明白呢一件事实。
Even for those of you who do believe.You've been forgiven by God, but you're still struggling. We all struggle with our sin.
就算是我们信主的，我们都知道我们在这个挣扎当中，我们在罪里面是挣扎。
And believe it or not, the larger your family grows and gets, and the older you become, you know what happens? The more opportunity you have to sin.
咁你要知道，如果你嘅家庭系越嚟越大，或者你系越嚟越年纪老嘅时候，你就发觉咧，你犯罪嘅机会咧，亦都系越嚟越多。
Because your circle of relationships has grown.
因为你喺你周围嘅关系嘅圈子里边系越嚟越多，越嚟越大。
And if you're living a Christian life, you know the more you know God, the more you know yourself, the more you know that you're a sinner.
咁如果你係作為一個基督徒嘅時候，你會發覺，當你越認識你自神多啲，你認識你自己多啲，你就知道你自己係係一個幾大嘅罪人。
Yes, sin is a daily reality, but so is the wonderful grace of God.
冇錯，罪好似係我哋每一日所要面對嘅一個嘅現實，一個嘅事實。但係恩典亦都係神嘅恩典，亦都係奇妙嘅。
And so until we die or Jesus returns.There will be ample opportunity to practice forgiveness in our relationships with one another.
所以直至到我哋系离开呢个世界，或者系耶稣基督翻嚟，其实我哋都有好多嘅机会咧，嚟到去同其他人咧，嚟到去学习实践点样嘅去饶恕别人。
Now, given that reality of sin, it's really amazing, isn't it? Some of the rarest words you and I hear.Is I was wrong. I was wrong. Will you forgive me?
当我哋去睇下罪嗰个现事实嘅时候咧，你会发觉咧，有一啲嘅字咧系好罕有咧，我哋会同人哋讲嘅。就譬如好似话，哦，我做错咗，你可唔可以饶恕我
？Or yes, I forgive you.
或者
those words you never hear.
或者咧，即系你好少好好罕有嘅嚟到听人听见人咁讲就话，冇错，我饶恕你。
And those words need to be sincerely said in the practice of forgiveness.
咁其实呢啲嘅言语咧，就系喺我哋学习点样去饶恕人哋嗰度咧，我哋系需要学识咧点样好真诚嘅嚟到去讲出嚟。
Sam, if you don't mind, slide two. What is forgiveness? Again, the classical biblical passage concerning forgiveness is Matthew 18, the parable of the unmerciful servant.
咁乜嘢係叫饒恕呢？ 咁當我哋睇嘅時候呢，我哋喺聖經裏面呢，我哋發覺喺馬太福音嘅第18章嗰度呢， 我哋就可以喺一個冇憐憫心嘅仆人呢個比喻裏面去睇到。
And I mentioned, as I mentioned last time, Matthew 18, and I also mentioned an introduction today, is a parallel passage. You need to take them together with Luke 17.
我上次都提過馬太福音嘅第18章呢，其實呢同我哋睇路加福音第17章呢，兩段嘅經文呢好似係平衡嘅。
But because we've looked at Matthew 18 in the past, and also because I only have 20 minutes, because 20 minutes for what I say, 20 minutes for what Kelly says, you know, I have to condense things, so I can only give you some highlights by way of review of Matthew 18, by way of review of Luke 17.
咁呢，因為呢，我哋以前呢都睇過馬太福音第18章㗎喇，同埋呢，我哋呢都冇咁多嘅時間詳細嘅睇落去，所以我呢就會重點式嘅講到喺馬太福音18章裏面，去對呢個實踐饒恕嘅嗰個應用。
So these are kind of like steps, you know, step one, step two, step three. So you could write them down because they're helpful. They're steps to forgiveness.
咁喺呢度呢，佢講到呢，因為我學習去饒恕人嘅嗰度係有第一步、第二步、第三步咁。But
I'm going to go rather fast because we've covered this already. And so I'm just doing this by way of summary.
咁呢，咁我就會好快，只不過總結嘅咁樣嚟到去做。
This is on slide three. Forgiveness cancels a debt.
咁你講饒恕呢，就係話咩？就係對一個呢所欠咗嘅債呢嚟到去取消咗佢、撤銷咗佢。Right,
if you're familiar with Matthew 18, throughout that parable, the practice of canceling a debt serves as what? A metaphor for practicing forgiveness.
咁要睇馬太福音第18章嘅時候，佢喺呢度講到，佢用到一個比喻呢，就係話到呢點樣將一個債項呢嚟到去消除咗佢呢，嚟到去講到呢係關於我哋點樣嘅實踐呢個饒恕。
Forgiveness requires that someone bear the cost of what is owed.
咁即係話，如果我哋要去饒恕一個人嘅時候咧，就係話咧，有一個人咧，佢要咧去承擔咗咧，就係話嗰個嘅代價係被欠缺嘅嗰個代價。
I can give you several examples, but again, this is just summary, so I got to move on. This is on next slide, slide four. Forgiveness makes a threefold promise.
咁另外咧就係話，饒恕咧就係。
And so when you forgive someone, you absorb the cost of the offense that has been committed against you.
咁即係話呢，當你呢，如果你要去饒恕一個人嘅時候呢，你即係話呢，嗰個人得罪你嘅嗰啲嘢，所以佢嗰個人所要付嘅嗰個代價呢，你自己嚟到去吞咗佢。
That means you cancel the debt.
咁即係話呢，你去取消咗所欠咗你嘅嗰個債。
And when you cancel debt, you do the following threefold promise.
咁如果你係要去取消咗呢一個嘅人欠你嘅嗰個債嘅時候，你就做咗呢三方面嘅嗰個嘅承諾。
And they're all listed on slide four. I will not bring up this offense again or use it against you.
咁即係話你承諾呢，就你唔再呢，因為呢個人得罪咗你嘅嘢呢，你將呢件事呢帶返出嚟，攞返出嚟，或者係用呢樣嘢呢嚟去對嗰個人呢去對抗。You
see, the only reason to address the offense with the offender is for the purpose of reconciliation, not vengeance.
咁即係話呢，對於得罪你、冒犯咗你嘅嗰個人，佢所俾你嘅冒犯呢，你嘅目的呢，就係要同佢去和好，而唔係去報復。
The second of the threefold promises, I will not gossip or malign you because of the offense you did.
咁第二個，你對呢個人嘅承諾就係話咧，你唔再咧喺度講呢啲嘅是非，或者一啲嘅毀謗，係對於呢一個人佢所對你嘅冒犯同埋犯咗嘅錯。
Now appropriate counsel may help you to handle offense that has been committed against you.
咁可能呢，一啲合適嘅輔導呢，可以幫助到你點樣嘅嚟到去處理人哋即係對你嘅嗰個犯咗嘅嗰個錯或者係冒犯。But
this is also very tricky.
但喺當中呢，亦都唔係咁容易係好棘手可以做先可以做到。
For the obvious reason, we so easily give in to gossip.
因為我哋好容易呢，就會落喺嗰個試探裏面，就係去講是非。
So you need to be careful if you're counseling someone.
所以如果我哋要輔導一個人嘅時候，我哋都要好小心。
Because you too can be guilty of gossip.
因為我哋 当你两个人在那里讲的时候，你很容易也会落在一个地步，就是好像讲一些是非。
And the reason why you need to be careful because we put the best possible spin on ourselves and the worst possible spin on the offender.
因为很多时候我们都会觉得我们自己是做得是最对，而那个得罪你的那个人呢，他是所做的事都 都是错的。
Again, I can't expand on that because we expanded on that last time. You know, the cartoon villain illustration.
我上次我都讲过那个例子的了。
A third fold promise is I will not dwell on this offense.
另外第三个承诺就是说到我不再在这件事上面整天来到去提出来。
Again, failure to forgive breaks each of those three promises.
如果我们不能够去守到这三个承诺的时候，那我们就不可以的去明白，不可以的去饶恕到这个人。
Just a couple more. Let me give you a couple more about the nature of forgiving others from Matthew 18. Again, this is summarizing Matthew 18. You can read Matthew 18, 21 to 35 yourself, and you'll see these principles.
咁其實咧喺馬太福音十八章21至35節嗰度咧，佢講到另外有一啲嘅例子，咁你自己可以翻去詳細嘅睇。
And this is on slide 5. Failure to forgive turns victims into victimizers.
咁其實當我哋唔能夠去饒恕人哋嘅時候，其實我哋將我哋自己咧由一個受害人嘅身份咧，去變到度成為一個咧係其實係加害人嘅身份。
Right, the parable, Matthew 18, if you're familiar with it, it's rather stark. It shocks us, right? The servant in the parable did not forgive. What does he do? He grabs and chokes the person.
如果你看那个比喻里面的那个仆人，他不能够去饶恕人的时候，在经文那里他讲到他怎样，他说他自己用手去捉住那个人，去捏住他的颈。
And when we fail to forgive, we are active, not passive.
当我们不能够去饶恕人的时候，我们所采取的其实是一个主动，不是一个被动。
Whether it's external or internal, we choose to exact every little penny from that person.
无论是内在或者外在，我们好像要在这个人身上一个分毫都要拿回。
And the problem is, we're never satisfied. You can extract all the pennies. You're never satisfied.
但是问题就是我们永远都不会满足，就算我们在他身上一分一毫都抽出来都好，我们都是不满足的。
Now, practice forgiveness is not easy.
要去实践饶恕是不容易。
For those of you who have done it, it is costly.
如果你曾经试过去饶恕别人的时候，你知道你是要付出很大的代价。
But bitterness destroys the person and the relationship if.You don't practice forgiveness.
但是你会知道，如果你不去实践饶恕的时候，在你里面的那些苦毒呢，就会是去伤害了你，同埋亦都是跟这个人的那个关系。
And to help us, in Matthew 18, Jesus focuses our attention on the eternal vertical orientation of forgiveness.
但是在马太福音的时候，你看见耶稣基督他将我们的注意力摆在就说到在这个饶恕里面，他给我们看见永恒和一个垂直的方向。
And he warns us, he says, he shows us how high a price we will pay if we don't forgive.
他说如果我们不去饶恕的时候，你知不知道我们要付一个几重的代价？
Because Jesus alludes to the fact that failure to forgive will ultimately cost you heaven.
他说如果我们不能够去饶恕的时候，可能我们就要付出这个天堂的代价。
And you and I know as human beings, if we fail to forgive, something changes within us.
我们知道如果我们不能够去饶恕别人的时候，其实在我们里面都有一个的改变。
And that change inevitably affects all of our lives, all of our relationships.
那这个改变呢，它会影响到我们生命里面的每一个层面，还有影响到我们同人的关系。
Yes, on the one hand, if we forgive someone, it's an event. I forgive you.
没错，当我们说我们要饶恕人的时候，好像就是一件事件，那你说我饶恕你。
But you must remember, it's not the end of the matter.
但是你就算是这样的时候，这个都不是那件事的一个的终结。
Because every time I remember the offense, I must continue to forgive.
因为当每一次你去记翻呢一件事，那个人怎样去冒犯或者得罪你的时候，你都要系学习，你要继续嘅去饶恕呢个人。
You see, to continue is to strive. I will not act on my sinful desire for revenge. I will strive, continue to forgive.
即是说你要是继续的来到去饶恕这个人。
See, when we don't understand forgiveness as both an event and a process, you'll get discouraged and you'll feel guilty.
如果你不能明白原来去饶恕一个人不单只是说一件事而是在一个过程的时候你很多时候可能会觉得很沮丧或者是里面会有一个罪疚感。
And the reason is your decision to forgive someone often does not match the residue hurt, the lack of trust, or the anger you have towards that person.
因为有时候你不知道当你去决定要去饶恕这个人的时候其实可能在你里面你所经历的一个伤害或者那个失去了的那个信任或者你对这个人的那个怒怒两样东西好像不相配的。
But if you see forgiveness as an event and a process, you will be less likely to fall into the revenge trap.
但是如果你知道要饶恕一个人不只是说你在一刻里面饶恕而是这个是一个过程的时候你就不会那么容易落在那个陷阱里面就是说你要去报复。Striving
to forgive, always is, you're always aware then of the temptation to make the person pay. To make the person pay for the offense.
你会更加去留意到在当中那一个试探
See, this is similar to the plea from God in the scripture saying to examine your heart, right? Keep vigilant against sin in your own heart. For in reality, if you forgive, you still will struggle with the attitude towards that person. This is the last, this is on slide 6, the last of the nature of forgiveness from Matthew 18. Forgiveness is not forgetting.
而在马太福音第十八章,我们去饶恕不是等于我们去忘记。
And the Bible's realistic. Very realistic. It's a realistic book. Realistic about forgiveness.
在圣经里面,他讲到饶恕的时候,是很实在的。
It does not imply that if you forgive someone, you'll forget his or her sin towards you.
他说,当你去饶恕一个人的时候,不是说你就忘记了这个人对你所做错的事。
You know, many people wrongly cite Jeremiah 31:34, and they kind of think that we are supposed to forget.
有些人就錯誤地用了耶利米書的第31章34節那裡說神忘記我們的罪。 They
wrongly interpret Jeremiah 31:34. They conclude that since God forgets my sin, they think it says he forgets my sin, he forgets, I should forget my sin.
当神去饶恕我罪的时候他就忘记了我的罪所以我一定要忘记别人冒犯了我的罪
Right, God forgets my sin, therefore I must forget others' sin against me.
所以当人做错了一些事的时候我就要去忘记人犯做错了的罪
For those of you who are familiar with Jeremiah, Jeremiah 31:34 says, No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother saying, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. And here's the pertinent part, For I will forgive their wickedness, and will remember their sins no more.
耶利米书的31章第34节,他那样说,他们各人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说, 你该认识耶和华,因为他们从最小的到至大的,都必认识我。要留意这里他所说的,就是说,我要赦免他们的罪业,不再纪念他们的罪业,这是耶和华说的。
Again, that's why you got to read the Bible carefully, because the word remember in this passage does not mean memory, it means covenant.
在这里,你要记住,他这里说的纪念,不是说记不记得。
A covenant is a promise.
約是什麼？約是就是一個的承諾。
When God forgives our sin, He doesn't forget. He's all-knowing. He's omniscient.
當神去饒恕我們的罪的時候，不是說他就不記得了我們做過什麼，神是無所不知的。
Rather, He makes a promise, He says, a promise not to treat you as your sins deserve.
他在這裡所應許的就是神不會再好像去對待我們，不會是好像說我們犯了罪的時候我們所當得的那個這樣的來去對待我們。
And what does that mean? God chooses to absorb the cost himself in the person and work of his Son, Jesus the Christ.
反而他在這裡講對話，神呢，他就是選擇了是用他的兒子耶穌基督和他所做的事來到去在那裡來到去吞食了這個代價。
Do you see how important it is then to understand that forgiveness is an event, I forgive you, and an ongoing process, striving.
所以在這裡就很重要，我們要去明白的就是這個饒恕呢，就不單只是說在那一刻的饒恕，而只是一個的繼續的一個過程，我們要去努力的來到去饒恕。
You'll be naive and think you have forgiven someone, but you will not continue to practice forgiveness daily.
那如果你在想，我已經饒恕了這個人，但是呢你不繼續的每一天的來到去學習去實踐這個饒恕的時候呢，你就很天真了。
If you don't practice it daily, subtle forms of bitterness creep into the relationship and it's all gone, it's destroyed.
因為呢，如果你不是呢每一天的來到去實踐這個饒恕的時候呢，慢慢有時候有些苦毒呢去爬上你的心的時候呢，你就會對這個人，你就會影響到這個關係，還有對這個人有不同的看法。
You also begin to feel guilty because your decision to forgive someone does not match the hurt that you received.
還有你心裡也會覺得有一個的罪疚在這裡，因為你會發覺 你去饒恕一個人和你所經歷到的那些傷害，是 不相配，不對稱。
Because of that hurt, there's a lack of trust and even anger towards that person.
因為你所受到的，你經歷到的那個傷害呢，那你對這個人呢還缺乏了那個信任，還有呢你好像呢對這個人呢就還會產生一個的敵惡意在這裡。
But you minimize the errors. You minimize those two errors if you think of forgiveness not just an event but a process.
但是呢，如果你呢認識到呢就說饒恕人不單是那一刻，而是一個過程的時候呢，你就可以呢減少了有這些事情發生。
And you'll be much more realistic in the practice of forgiveness.
當你實踐這個饒恕的時候呢，你就會更加的實際的怎樣去做到出來。
Because you'll be aware, you'll be always aware that the temptation to make the person pay is there in you.
因為你更加警覺的就是你會知道呢，你會有那個試探，就是經常都很想要那個人呢是賠償那個代價。
You're not going to be naive and thinking you've forgotten it.
你不會那麼天真的話呢，我會忘記了這件事。
On the other hand, you also know that just because you've forgiven someone does not mean you'll immediately and automatically cease to struggle with it.
而同埋呢，你會知道呢，當你話呢你去饒恕一個人的時候呢，你自己本身呢亦都唔會呢話係立刻嘅或者好自動嘅，你就唔會有呢啲咁嘅掙扎。
So on slide 7, for forgiveness is not peace at any cost.
饒恕唔係話你付任何代價而得到嘅一個平安。
Misunderstanding, wrong attitudes, poor reactions come from holding wrong views of biblical forgiveness.
咁有陣時候我哋對聖經裏面所睇嘅嗰個饒恕，如果我哋有一個嘅誤解啊，有一個錯誤嘅態度或者係唔對嘅反應嘅時候
，One misconception is that the idea that forgiveness puts me in a vulnerable position.
咁有啲人咧有一個其中一個錯誤嘅誤解，就係話如果我哋要去饒恕人嘅時候，我好似就將我自己咧擺喺一個咧好容易受傷害嘅位置。
I think most of us can relate to that, right? If I forgive those who sin against me, you know what I think? I become a doormat.
因為有些人呢他就會說，如果我呢對於得罪我冒犯了我的人，我去饒恕他的時候，我就好像呢很容易呢就被人經常被人踩了。
But scripture does not tell us to make it easy for people to sin against us.
咁但係聖經裏邊講到話咧，唔係佢唔係咧話俾我哋聽咧，我哋咁樣要輸人嘅時候，可以叫人哋咧容易嘅嚟到去冒犯我哋。
God calls us in His Word to love people well by what? Challenging their actions.
但係聖經佢話俾我哋聽咧，反之咧，我哋係點樣嘅去用我哋嘅愛嚟到去挑戰人哋嗰個嘅反應。
Yes, you're right. At times, suffering well is the viable choice.You know, when options for a godly confrontation aren't available, you're going to have to suffer.
咁冇錯，當我哋有陣時咧，可能我哋要做一個合乎神叫我哋做嘅一個同人嘅一個嘅對話一個嘅對抗嘅時候咧，可能係係唔可冇選擇嘅時候，我哋就會有呢個受，我哋需要受苦。
But with that being said, godly confrontation is very, very important.
但係咧，如果我哋咧，如果係對呢個人有一個係合乎神嗰個睇法嘅一啲同佢哋嘅對話咧，係好重要嘅。
In fact, failure to confront appropriately in love shows a lack of love.
但係，假如係合宜嘅時候，我哋唔對呢個人係有一個對話嘅時候咧，我哋其實喺當中咧唔可以，就係我哋對呢個人係缺乏咗一個嘅愛心。
You and I fool ourselves in thinking that.The following when it comes to the practice of forgiveness.
咁有陣時咧，當我如果我哋咁樣去諗，我哋係實踐要恕嘅時候咧，我哋係可能係被呃我自己。
You know what we think? We say, well, we say to ourselves, I have refrained overtly from hurting them.
咁如果你話咧，我好好諗住我唔會點樣嘅嚟到去傷害佢哋。
But I don't want their good.
但我又唔想佢哋好。
I don't want them to thrive.
我唔希望佢哋好好。
I don't want them to flourish in life.
我唔希望佢哋嘅生命生活發展得好好。
And when you start thinking about like that, you haven't forgiven them.
咁如果你咁樣諗嘅時候，其實你就冇仍然係冇饒恕佢哋。
Just because you're not punching them in the nose doesn't mean you've forgiven them.
你唔抌佢一拳，唔代表你係饒恕咗佢。
It's so important to realize you must forgive inside. You must forgive inside you before you go rebuking and talking to them.
你一定要知道嘅就係你一定要喺你裏邊去饒恕咗呢個人，然後你先至去同呢個人去講説話或者去責備佢。
That's what it means, a vertical dimension. Jesus is saying, forgive them before me, before you go on the horizontal.Way of resolving this.
呢個就好似耶穌佢所講，當我哋去饒恕人嘅時候，我哋首先要係嗰個垂直嘅方向，就喺神面前，我哋去饒恕呢個人，然後先至去到嗰個人嗰度。
Okay, that's a summary. So, where do you get the power then? Where do you get the power to do this? Because that's what the disciples are saying in verse 5 of Luke 17. Increase our faith. That's what they're saying. Increase our faith. We can't do it.
咁我哋點樣去有呢個能力嚟到去實踐呢個饒恕咧？就正如好似喺路加福音嗰啲門徒講嘅時候，佢話求主加增我們嘅信心。
And many of you are thinking to yourself, okay, Wilson, you gave me step one, step two, step three, right? But increase my faith.
冇錯，即牧師你喺度講話第一步、第二步、第三步點做？但係我真係要增加我嘅信心先做到。
Right? We're just like the disciples. We say, okay, now I know something about forgiveness. I know how serious it is, but I can't do it. I cannot do it.
咁你可能你话我都好似班门徒咁样，我知道系点样嘅嚟到去做饶恕嘅工作，但系我做唔到嘅。
That's why Jesus gives you the parable, the metaphor in verses 6-10 of Luke 17.
呢个所以就系点解耶稣佢喺路加福音第17章6-10嗰度俾我哋去睇到呢一个嘅比喻。
Because everything after verse 5, where the apostles say, "Increase our faith," we don't have the power to do this.Jesus answers them with the parable.
所以就係當啲門徒佢哋問耶穌喺第五節，佢話求主加增我哋嘅信心嘅時候，耶穌就喺之後用呢個嘅比喻嚟到去教導佢哋。
But you have to put it in a historical context to understand it. The parable starts in verse 7.
咁呢個比喻咧喺第七節嗰度開始，咁要去明白耶穌佢所講嘅嘢嘅時候，我哋首先就要喺明白佢嗰個歷史嘅背景。
Maybe Samuel, if you could put Luke 17:7 and following up there, so that people can see it again. Suppose, again, this is the parable. Suppose you were the master, the Lord, and you had these household servants. That's what the parable's saying, right?
咁呢個比喻佢講到，佢就話啊，如果你咧係嗰個嘅主人，咁你咧喺屋企裏邊咧就有好多嘅仆人。
And they're plowing or they're looking after the sheep.
咁佢哋為你耕田啊，同你睇羊啊。
Again, it's an agricultural society, right? And at the end of the day, would you say, knock off, you're off duty now, come and eat?
咁嗰度咧係一啲農業嘅社會啦。咁喺咁嗰日嘅結束嘅時候，你會唔會咁講，就係對啲工人咁講，好啦，你收工啦，可以落班啦，咁誒入嚟食嘢啦咁樣咧。
Again, I'm just summarizing the paraphrasing what Jesus is saying here, right?Would you, at the end of the day, thank them and say, oh, thank you?
咁喺一日嘅結束嘅時候，你會唔會對呢啲仆人講話啊，多謝曬你今日同我所做嘅嗰啲嘢
？It was so wonderful of you to take care of the sheep.
真係太好啦，同我看我啲羊。
And Jesus says to his hearers, that would be inappropriate.
咁耶穌喺呢度對佢嗰啲聽眾講，佢話嗰個主人咁樣講嘅時候係好唔合宜嘅。
Now, again, you have to.When you understand a portion of the Bible, you have to go back to what it's originally saying in the first century before you can apply it to the 21st century.
咁咧，你如果要明白咧，佢呢段經文裏所講嘅時候，你一定咧要去明白當時第一世紀嘅時候嗰個情況係點樣樣，以致咧我哋唔會睇到咧我哋今日現代嘅時候咁嘅眼光嚟到去明白呢段經文。
And so the problem we modern folks have is when we see servant, household servants, we think, oh, maybe slavery, like.African slavery.
咁咧，當我哋喺度諗咧，啊呢個屋企裏邊嘅嗰啲仆人咧，可能我哋用我哋而家睇嘅就啊，係咪真係好似以前我哋所講嘅嗰啲奴隸啊
？Right, the brutality of that, or you know what people did in the 17th, 18th century here. Again, that's in our minds, right? And so they were not people who had been bought and sold as.The slaves of the 17th and 18th century, you have to understand that.
咁咧，你可能谂咧，呢个咧就好似十七、十八世纪嘅时候咧，我哋所睇到咧，嗰啲人系被卖咗去做奴隶嘅咁样。但系呢度唔系咁讲嘅。
Right, that's not what Jesus in the first century. That's not what happened with household slaves, servants.
咁但系咧喺第一世纪里边嘅时候，当你喺屋企里边嗰啲嘅仆人咧，唔系好似我哋所明白嘅系一啲嘅奴隶。
On the other hand, they were not really employees either.
咁而呢一啲嘅人咧，亦都唔係話咧係屋主請翻嚟嘅工人。
Again, you have to understand what happened back then. In those days, if you fell into debt and you owed more money than you could pay, there's no bankruptcy court.
咁你要知道咧，喺當時嚟講咧。如果有啲人咧，佢爭咗人哋好多嘅錢，而爭到一個地步咧，佢自己咧冇辦法去償還嘅時候咧，咁當時係冇破產呢一樣嘢嘅。
In the first century, in ancient Near East, only two things would happen if you're in debt.
咁喺第一世紀嘅時候咧，如果你欠人債嘅時候，只有兩樣嘢你係可以做。
One, if you couldn't pay, you'd be put in jail.
咁就係當你如果唔能夠償還呢啲債嘅時候，其中一個嘅做法就係話到你去坐監。
You actually see that in Matthew 18. Jesus is talking about forgiveness, you'll see that in that parable.
咁喺馬太福音第十八章嗰度，當耶穌講到饒恕嘅時候，你睇見嗰個人，佢係擺喺個監獄裏邊。
One thing they did is they put you in jail because you couldn't pay the debt and you rot there.
咁樣咧，如果你欠咗人哋嘅債，你根本咧係無法償還嘅時候咧，咁你咧就會係被困去坐監。直到你死了
The person you owe, the creditor could easily put the debtor in prison.
咁而呢一个咧，债主咧，佢系可以好容易嘅咧，系将欠佢债嘅人咧，就捉咗佢哋坐监嘅。
Now, if there was a little more mercy with the creditor, you go and work for them.
咁如果咧嗰个债主佢系有一啲嘅怜悯嘅心嘅时候咧，咁佢就会话啊，你嚟为我工作啦。
You work.Off the debt.
咁你就透過你所做嘅工作嚟到去償還你嘅債。
Now it might take a year, might take 2 years. Actually, the Bible said it put a limit to it because it's not slavery. It could go up to 7 years.
咁咧，可能咧你要为呢你嘅债主咧去做一年嘅嘢或者两年嘅嘢。咁而喺圣经里边咧，佢都有讲过咧，佢就话咧系最多系唔多过七年。
But this was a merciful act, merciful act by the creditor. This was your way to pay off the debt instead of rotting in prison.
咁但系咧，呢一个咧。是一个很有怜悯心的债主当他呢就知道你是不能够还到债的时候他就说好了你来为我去做来到去偿还你的债务
So you're with me? You understand the context here? If that's the case at the end of the day you don't just stop working
所以呢就是这样的情况的时候呢就算是一日的结束呢你都不会说是停止你的收工的
Why? Because you're never off duty You're paying down the debt
因为你不断的都是在这里要偿还你的债务所以你不会说是收工的
You would never expect the creditor, the master of the house to say Thank you very much
所以你不会去期望呢就是说你那个主人呢会跟你说、啊、多谢你为我所做的事
Right, you took care of the sheep Thank you very much, you helped me so much
他不会说、啊、你跟我照顾我的羊、哎、多谢你麻烦你了
It's the other way around
反之是相反的
You're only doing your duty
你是在做你要做的那个责任
It's the master, the creditor allowing this to happen allowing you to work down pay down the debt rather than rot in prison
而是呢、这个、你的债主他让你愿意让你的来到去藉着你的工作来到去偿还你的债务
And you're spared from not going to prison you're paying down the debt
以致咧，你唔需要去坐监，而系自己咁样嘅因为你还唔到债。
And then Jesus gives you the punchline, changes it all around.
咁耶稣喺呢度俾我哋去睇见点样嘅，应该系咁样调转嚟睇。
Because notice how he asks in verses 7 and following, how he asks the listeners to imagine themselves as the master.
喺呢度耶稣第七节嗰度嘅时候。咁耶稣去叫呢啲听众嚟到谂下，如果你系嗰个嘅主人嘅时候
，And he says to them, he says to us, wouldn't it be inappropriate for the servants to demand thanks from their master, especially since the master is giving them the opportunity to work down the debt？
咁佢就话啦，呢啲嘅仆人会唔会仲要求佢嘅主人就去多谢佢咧？假如呢个主人系俾佢哋一个机会，系透过佢哋嘅工作嚟到去还债嘅时候
，And then at the very end, verse 10, he says, "So you also, when you have done everything, can you see the flip? When you have done everything you were told to do, just doing your duty."
所以喺第十节嗰度，耶稣佢话：这样，你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说。我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应份做的。
But he says that in the context of forgiveness. You're just doing your duty to forgive.
咁喺呢度耶稣去讲嘅时候，佢系讲到饶恕。佢话当我哋饶恕嘅时候，只不过系做我哋应份所做嘅。
You see, to understand the Bible context so important. Context, what's happening before this portion of the Bible? What's happening after?
所以呢我们要去明白这个上文下理去看这个圣经的时候是很重要的
So here's what's going on before Luke 15 Jesus takes on the Pharisees The religious leaders The self-righteous religious leaders of his day He's taking them on
如果你看路加福音第15章即是之前的那些的时候耶稣在那里跟法利赛人在那里讲的事
Again this happens in Luke 15 And even several chapters in Luke
咁係喺路加福音十五章同埋喺路加福音另外幾章嘅經文，佢都講到。
In every case, he depicts the Pharisees, the religious leaders of his day, as self-righteous religious people.
喺每一個嘅傾談嘅個案裏邊，你都睇見耶穌佢講到呢啲法利賽人嘅時候，佢就話佢哋係一啲嘅自義嘅一啲嘅宗教嘅人士。
And then after Luke 17, Luke 18, the Pharisees, A Pharisee is praying to God.
咁喺路加福音嘅十八章嗰度，佢讲到有一个法利赛人
And he's saying, oh, isn't it wonderful, God, that I fast twice a week, I tithe my income, I'm very good, I obey the scriptures.
咁呢個快賽人去祈禱嘅時候，佢話：神啊，我係咪幾好咧？我一日一個禮拜我去禁食兩次，我又將喺我嘅收入裏邊我去十分之一嘅嚟到去獻上，我幾咁好咧？我又遵守聖經裏面所講嘅嘢。
So how is the Pharisee displaying his self-righteousness?
喺呢度我哋睇見嗰個法利賽人點樣嘅嚟到去睇出佢嗰個自義。
What the religious self-righteous Pharisee is really saying to God is, God, you should thank me.
當呢一個法利賽人佢咁講嘅時候，佢就好似同神講，佢話：神啊，你要去多謝我。
God, you owe me because I'm living a good life.
因為我過一個咁好嘅生活嘅時候，神啊，你欠咗我啲嘢。
God, you owe me now to bless me because I'm doing this, this, this.
因為我做呢啲，所以咧，你欠咗我啲嘢，你要去祝福我啦。
You owe me, God, to listen to my prayers.
同埋神啊，你係欠咗我嘢，所以你要聽我嘅祈禱。
And Jesus is actually lifting up the self-righteousness of the Pharisees, showing the incongruity of it all.
反之喺度，耶穌咧，佢就將呢一個法利賽人佢嗰個嘅自義咧，嚟到去睇到喺佢嘅生命裏邊係幾唔嘅唔協調喺佢嘅生命。
And here's what's so out of place, and this is on slide 8, a self-righteous, religious, moralistic person says, because I have lived a good life, God owes me, and people owe me respect.
咁喺呢度咧，你会睇见咧，当一个系一个自义，佢觉得佢自己咧系好虔诚或者系好有道德嘅人，当佢讲话啊，我嗰个咁好嘅生活嘅时候咧，神系欠咗我啲嘅嘢，同埋其他人咧欠咗对我一啲嘅尊重。God
owes me blessing and answers to my prayers.
咁神咧欠咗咧对我一啲嘅祝福，同埋咧要佢要听我嘅祈祷。
And here's the key. That's a servant acting like a master.
當個人係咁樣做嘅時候，佢其實就係一個僕人，但佢當佢自己係一個主人。
That's what Jesus is pointing out to the Pharisees. You're a servant acting like the king.
咁所以喺呢度，耶穌去指住呢啲嘅法利賽人就話：你只不過係一個僕人，但係你當你自己係一個皇帝。
Do you see how incompatible that is?
你睇唔睇見喺呢兩樣嘢裏邊係唔可以相容嘅？
Again, Jesus is telling this parable, Luke 17, a response to what? A discussion on forgiveness.
咁而耶穌佢喺路加福音17章佢講個比喻嘅時候咧，佢亦都係回應到咧佢哋當時提到嘅饒恕呢件事。
And so he's challenging you. He's saying, if you refuse to forgive, you're not remembering who you really are.
耶穌去挑戰我哋就話：當我哋嚟到去拒絕去饒恕別人嘅時候，我哋其實唔記得咗我哋自己係邊一個。
You're a servant acting like a king.
你只不過係一個僕人，但係你以為你自當你自己係一個皇帝。
But do you see the inconsistency, the incongruity of it? You owe God everything.
你喺呢當中睇唔睇見嗰個唔一致咧？其實我哋係欠神所有嘅嘢。
God created you. He sustains you to be able to breathe the next breath of air that you take in.
神去創造我哋，係佢去扶持支持我哋。就算我哋每一日所吸嘅空氣都係佢俾。
God holds every molecule together to enable you to exist.
神將我哋身體裏邊每一個分子嚟到去擺埋一齊，以致我哋能夠去每日嘅去生活。
And if you're a believer, He's redeemed and saved you from your sins.
咁如果我哋係相信主嘅時候，你會知道佢係點樣嘅去救贖我哋喺罪裏邊救出嚟。
He's the king, you're the servant.
神，佢先至係嗰個王，我哋係僕人。
And when you turn to someone and say, I'm not going to forgive that person.
咁如果我哋向對嗰個人講話，我唔會饒恕嗰個人嘅。
You're acting like a king when you're a servant.
咁其實咧，你就會當你自己係一個皇帝，但其實你只不過係一個僕人。
Because the king is the only one who has the right to judge.
因為唯有係一個嘅王，佢先至可以有嗰個權利嚟到去審判。
Because you're saying this person deserves that.
因為如果你話呢個人佢應該係配咁樣嘅。
How do you know what that person deserves?
你怎知道这个人应该当得什么呢？
Are you all knowing like God is?
你难道好像神一样什么都知道吗？
Do you know what that person went through in their past?
你知不知道这个人在过去经历过什么呢？
Do you know what has happened in their life causing them to act that way?
你知不知道在这个人的生命里面发生过什么以致他是这样做呢？
How do you know when you don't know a whole lot? How do you know what they deserve for what they did?
所以你怎知道这个人其实他应该配得什么呢？假如你都不能够完全地去知道所有的事。
That's the metaphor. You're a servant acting like a king.
这个就是好像那个比喻所说，你是一个仆人，但你当你自己是一个皇帝。
And so when the disciples say increase our faith, we don't have the spiritual power, what does Jesus say? If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, he says. He says faith, not in general, faith in him.
所以当门徒他说，主啊，增加我们的信心的时候，他说因为我们没有这个属灵的力量的时候，耶稣怎样跟他说呢？耶稣跟他说，你们如果有信心像一粒很小的芥菜种，他这里说的信心就是说到我们在耶稣基督里面有的信心。
Do you see what Jesus is saying in Luke 17 in response to increase our faith, Master, I can't forgive?
咁喺呢度，耶稣点样嘅回应啲门徒讲话啊？你增加我哋嘅信心啦，我哋唔能够饶恕嘅时候。
Jesus is saying, if you had the slightest mustard seed, small, if you had the slightest understanding of what I've done for you, you'll be able to forgive.
佢话如果你就算好似一粒咁细嘅芥菜种，咁少嘅嗰个信心，你。如果你只是明白就算很少我为你所做的事的时候呢，你都可以饶恕。
It's absolutely clear throughout the Bible, you're a sinner saved by my grace.
因为在圣经里面很清楚地讲到说，你是一个罪人，你是藉着恩典是被得救的。
See, a self-righteous person thinks you're saving yourself, God owes you.
一个自义的人他会说我是靠着我自己来到去救我自己的，是神欠了我。
But the Bible makes absolutely clear, what's the gospel? The gospel is God. By God's grace, you're saved.
但是在圣经里面他说到福音是什么？福音就说我们是藉着这个恩典来到去得救。
The only way to get out of this inconsistency, incongruity of this servant acting like a king is you got to see by faith the beauty of the real king.
我们怎样才可以走出这个的一个的疑惑里面，就是说到我们是一个的仆人，但我们当我们自己一个皇帝呢，就我们首先我们要看见这个的王他那个的荣美。
And the beauty is that king became a servant.
而这个王他成为一个的仆人。
You'll never be long suffering until you see him as the servant.
当你去看见这个的仆人，这个王他怎样 去服侍。
And how does he serve you? He dies, suffers on the cursed cross.
他死，他在一个十字架上面受苦，用这样的方法来到去服侍。
You will never be able to forgive other people of their little tiny debts towards you until you see you put him there. Your sins put him on the cross.
除非我们看见是我们的罪将耶稣基督摆在这个十字架上面，如果不是我们不会能够做到就是饶恕别人。
And do you see him dying there for you by faith? If you see him dying there, he's paying down your debt.
如果你看见耶稣基督他是死在这个十字架上面的时候，他就是在那里为我们去付上这个罪的代价。
Let me close with this illustration. It's like the real judge of all the universe. He gets out of his judgment seat and comes down from the bench, goes to court for you.
咁呢个就好似咧，等于咧，呢一个宇宙嘅一个嘅审判嘅官啊，咁佢咧由佢自己嗰个审判嘅位嗰度企咗落，走咗落嚟，企喺嗰个嘅法庭嗰度。
He's taking your place. You're guilty. He's taking your place. He's being condemned. He's being tortured. He's being killed for you.
反之呢,他站在你那个位置,你是有罪的。他为到你的缘故,他被谴责,他被折磨和被杀害。
That's the gospel. The righteous judge became judged for you.
就说这个公义的法官呢,他为到你,而是反之是被审判。
You see, Jesus says, if you understand just a little bit of that, a mustard seed of that, that will be enough for you to be able to forgive.
耶稣他说,如果你就算是明白只是这个很少很少这个福音的时候,都已经可以帮你怎样的来到去饶恕别人。
Won't you let Jesus minister to you today to become your life?
你愿不愿意让耶稣基督在你生命里面去牧养你,成为你的生命呢?
You have to get out of your self-righteousness.
你要在你自己的自义那里走出来。
You have to stop thinking you can earn your salvation.
你要停止去想,就是说你自己可以赚取这个救恩。
You have to get out of the thinking, faulty thinking, that you're good enough and you deserve God's blessing.
你要去不可以再想的就是说你是一个怎样的好人,神是要祝福你。
You see, when you believe the gospel, Jesus becomes your self-worth.
如果你是相信这个福音的时候,耶稣基督他成为你那个价值。
Jesus becomes the source of your love.
耶稣基督成为你爱的那个源头。
Yes, people are nasty. People will do you bad.
没错,人都是很差的,有时候他们对你会很差。
And yes, you're absolutely right. It will be hard still. It will be difficult to forgive.
而且要去饶恕都是很艰难,很困难的。
But you see, Jesus, what Jesus is saying, they can't touch you because you've been set free from the bondages of sin.
但是耶稣说,你已经是在罪的捆绑里面释放出来,所以他们不会侵害到你。
Don't you want that?
你想不想这样呢?
Why wouldn't you want that for your life?
你为什么不想在你的生命里面得着这些呢?
So watch yourself, because just a mustard seed worth of grace will change you forever.
所以你要谨慎,就算是福音里面好像芥菜种那么少的这个恩典,都可以改变你的生命。
It will enable you to forgive radically and be relationally generous.
它可以是完全的来到去改变你,叫你去饶恕别人,还可以过一个很慷慨的生命。
Father, we thank you for your word.
神啊,多谢你的话语。
I pray it would do its work to soften hearts here.
神啊,愿你的话去软化我们的心。
To enable us to live the Christian life.
以致叫我们有能力的过一个基督徒的生命。
Oh Lord, if we don't believe the gospel, we'll miss out.
主啊,如果我们不相信这个福音的时候,我们就会错失很多的东西。
We will truly miss out.
我们会去失落了一些东西。
Both now and for eternity.
在现今和在永恒里面,我们都失落了。
Oh, shower us, O Lord, of your grace and mercy today.
神啊,愿你的恩典怜悯临到我们。Change
hearts and lives even here.
改变我们的生命,我们的心。For
we know the power is in the gospel.
主啊,因为我们知道在福音里面就有这个能力。The
power to change even hard hearts.
在福音里面有这个能力去改变,就算是刚硬的心。We
ask that that might be so here for many today.
神,我们祈求在今天,在我们里面都同样经历。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus, amen.
我们奉耶稣基督名求, 阿们。